Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Dave Grohl, here he goes again, proving he's probably the coolest guy in rock. Here he goes again.
So this last night on Reno, like, there goes Dave Grohl, just being awesome once again.
I know, it really does feel, it kind of like, won't he stop it? Why is he going to continue to go on there and be a great guy?
When's he going
to
snap and be a jerk to someone?
Yeah, it is. It's just nuts, man. This time, Dave invited a 10-year-old kid by the name of Call Your Rule on stage during their show Friday in Missouri. The kid had said, hey, man, he plays guitar. He goes, I know a lot of Metallica. So they're like, all right, how about a little Enter Sandman? And then afterwards, not only that, Dave's like, oh, by the way, you want my guitar? Here you go, kid. That's jeez, man.
Yeah, we put together a little montage of all this, and it's pretty awesome, man.
Did you play guitar, Collier? Put it to the mic.
Yes.
What songs do you know?
I know a lot of Metallica songs.
Yeah! Say your prayers, the two one, God will get my soul.
Awesome.
You want to keep that?
Yes.
Tour's almost over. I might as well give it a try. Take that guitar over to your mom right now.
Wow, dude.
It was great, though. The kid gives him a hug, of course. He's like, geez, man, this is awesome. I'm getting a guitar. And then at some point, Dave goes, if I see this on eBay, I know where you live.
That's awesome. Oh, man, that's really, really cool.
And this might be a first, man. I'm looking at the YouTube video that someone posted that's got, like, you know, almost a half, about 50,000 views on it. Not a single negative comment. I think this might be a first on YouTube that nobody is being miserable about this. No, everybody's like, Dave's a great rock and roll dad. Bless you, Dave. A lot of people are commenting on how cool Pat Smear looks in the background, just chilling and laughing and enjoying. I bet Pat's stoned out of his mind. He's like, this is awesome. I don't even have to do anything. I'm just watching this kid rock out.
What a great job.
Wow, you would think there'd be at least one person.
All right, I'll do it.
All right, get on there.
Yeah. If someone's going to be miserable, I'll do it.
Like, oh, yeah, give him the guitar. I noticed that you got the exact same guitar after you gave him that one guitar.
Yeah, go ahead. Show the kid that he doesn't have to work for anything in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, now there we go.
Well, he did work for it. He played a song.
He played multiple songs. Exactly. He did a few different Metallica songs during that whole thing. It went on for like 6-7 minutes.
You know, the kid wasn't that good.
I didn't pay to come see some 10-year-old rock out.
And by the way, I paid to see the Foo Fighters, not Metallica. What the hell? By the way, not a great job, Dave.
Doing pretty good.
Thanks, man. We can make this happen. We just got to post it up. That's all.
I saw somebody post something like that. They're just like, they did too many covers. Like, they played for like 3 hours when they played here.
Yeah.
So they played for 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours, I think you get a couple covers.
I'm okay with them doing a bunch of covers.
Yeah. And you know that they're like their favorite songs. It's like, that's what they love to do. It's like, hey, let's do it. And like you said, Steve, it's a 3-hour show.
Yeah. Even if it was a 2-hour show, I just love the kid's name is what? Collier Rule. That sounds like a band name.
And that kid does rule.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome. Like, yeah. You mentioned it. Like, he's just working the stage, walking around, and not even just standing there nervously. There was just this calm, I'm rocking out in front of tens of thousands of people presence that he had. It was awesome.
I wonder, you know, man, I just wonder when this sets in, when he gets older, if he realizes, man, you know.
Because everything's downhill after that.
Yeah, exactly. Because imagine, you take a look at the great bands of your time when you were a little kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whatever they, and you know, I don't know, do you realize what an amazing thing it is that they brought you on stage, the great band of the time? And definitely Foo Fighters, one of the great bands of our time. When he gets 10 years from now, 15 years from now, whatever, he's going to be like, whoa.
Well, what about today at school? Hey, what'd you do this weekend? I played with the Foo Fighters, no big deal.
Yeah, just, you know, just hung out with the Foo Fighters a little bit.
Oh, Dave Grohl gave me his guitar.
Yeah, that's right here, you know.
Humble brag.
Right? Yeah. That's so awesome.
This video to prove it.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And I think what's really cool, because we've seen other people not like it if you mention or maybe even have any sort of inkling, like people might have a t-shirt of another band that's playing at a venue. Mm-hmm. The kid goes up there, what do you like to play? Didn't say Foo Fighters.
No.
And Dave was cool about it. You know?
He was rocking a Foo Fighter shirt. So he was breaking the cardinal rule that Danny has and a lot of people have.
Right.
That he was wearing the band shirt at the band show.
Yep.
But he did not play Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Respect.
Do you think they gave him that shirt just to make sure he had the right shirt on when he was on stage?
Oh, you think they pulled a... What was that band that made the person take their shirt off?
It was Marilyn Manson.
Yes.
Marilyn Manson.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Marilyn Manson.
He was wearing an Avenged Sevenfold shirt. Do you think Dave's like, take that shirt off? You're going to come up on this stage, you're wearing a Foo Fighters shirt.
Yeah. That's why I give Dave a lot of credit that he let the kid play Metallica. Like, you know, that was his answer. You know? Because usually, hey, what's your favorite song or whatever? Mm-hmm. It's usually you're supposed to say, yours, sir.
No, that was awesome that he said Metallica.
Yeah. So all in all, I mean, that was a really, really good thing. Like Danny said, if it was a Marilyn Manson show, they probably would have taken the kid away and had him flogged.
Yeah. We would have never seen that kid again.
That's right, man. Oh, that's awesome. So cool. I got to tell you about this dude who got arrested. Why? Oh, well, he just decided to pelt his mom with sausages. You know, I mean, that's how it goes. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the news for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Most fifth graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Kia Up You All for giving us news and sports. And BJ, it's a special day for you.
Oh, yeah?
And only you on this show. Happy National Grouch
Day. Yeah! Me and Oscar.
That's right. Today's your day.
All right.
Where it's celebrated to be a grouch. It's also National Cheese Curd Day.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
Remember the last time I had a cheese curd.
When'd you have poutine?
It's been about 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, gosh, I didn't realize I was going to be shamed for not having poutine.
No,
when's the last time you guys had poutine?
Well, I probably had it about a year ago, at least.
I literally had it yesterday. We went to the Elephant and Castle.
Oh.
Nice.
On a Saturday.
Great place to go to watch football because they were the whole London thing.
That's Canadian. Poutine's Canadian, right?
Yes. Yeah, but the Elephant and Castle, I thought, was a British joint. Am I wrong about that?
I have no idea.
Wow, that was just a coincidence you went there. I think it's a British joint.
Yeah.
You really think Rev planned that kind of stuff
out? I really thought he did.
Planning with that, no.
It is a British pub.
How about that? Hello, one of you.
Hello, everybody. Don't forget, I think paneer also, I think, is cheese curd, Steve, from the Indian cuisine.
Oh, how about that?
See, you might have had it even before you knew.
Mm.
Probably not.
Well, when we went to college, we would go to Vermont a lot, and at the time, we didn't know that there was a thing called poutine. We just called it gravy fries.
Yeah.
We're like, let's just get some gravy fries. Didn't realize that had a nice, much more fancy name. Yeah. We kept it layman's.
A poutine.
Give me some of them gravy fries.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this guy. He's in Florida. He's 22 years old, and he was just arrested for pelting his mom with sausages.
What?
Sausages are fantastic.
Yeah, they're not for pelting.
I love sausage.
Well, here's the thing. Apparently, he told his mom, make me dinner, and she's like, I'm too busy. Then finally, he convinced her, and she's like, fine, I'll make you a meal, and it's going to be sausages. And I guess while she was making the meal, she bumped into her son while he were in the kitchen. So he got mad at her, threw his sausage at her, or, you know, the sausage he was going to eat.
Okay.
And then he hit her in the eye, cops were called, and of course the story, I mean, I don't know if they meant to say this, but they said, after being grilled by the county cops.
Oh!
I get it. He said that he only wanted his mom to apologize, and that's why he threw the sausages at her. Yeah. As one story said, this son is the worst. W-U-R-S-T.
Yeah, I get it.
This brat is a brat.
Oh, I get it. That's
so many puns. Yeah. So much fun.
Yeah. I would acknowledge that they were good, but I'm grouchy, so no, not on today's day.
Fair enough. Well, maybe you'll appreciate this guy. He's in Virginia, and he was arrested because, well, you're not allowed to run around a parking lot naked and try and break into cars.
No?
Here's the ironic, funny part of all of this is that he was in the parking lot for Busch Gardens.
Oh, there we go. What is happening?
Apparently, he was aggressive and trying to fight bystanders. At some point, the cops had to tase him. And I love this. As they're taking him away, some bystanders heard saying, "That's what you get. You get tased."
Yeah, baby.
Shockingly, he was taken to the hospital because of high intoxication. Yes, I didn't even mean that.
Shockingly.
Because of high intoxication levels.
No.
I know. Big surprise.
Naked guy prowling on cars was drunk? No.
What a great day if you were in London and you're a Seahawks fan yesterday, guys. Seahawks ended up winning. Man, crushing the Oakland Raiders 27-3. Russell Wilson threw for 3 touchdowns. Running game continued to look awesome with Chris Carson, Mike Davis, and also saw Rashad Penny do some good stuff during the game as well. The O-line just looks phenomenal.
Yeah, we are coming together, baby.
I mean, even Russell Wilson, I think at some point, said he had enough time to cook a steak.
Yeah, that was a funny line.
That was pretty awesome. So they played in front of a record 84,922 fans, a record for an NFL attendance at a game at Wembley Stadium. So that's pretty damn cool.
Go Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like a home game, just the way that the crowd was reacting. Yeah. I mean, you could definitely hear Raiders fans as well. It wasn't like, you know, the talk around everywhere was like, oh, I haven't seen any Raiders fan. But when watching the game, you heard them cheering on the Raiders. It's just pretty much as soon as the game started, there wasn't much to cheer on.
Yeah.
Including a lot of people were talking about, oh, this is the first time they're playing in the regular season against Marshawn Lynch. And, well, he was held to 45 yards on 13 carries. The team just looked phenomenal both on offense and on defense, especially right at the end of the game. I mean, they held that ball for over 7 minutes to finish the game off. It was pretty fantastic if you're a Seahawks fan. Next up for the Seahawks, well, they got a week off, bye week, and then they're going to be taking on the Detroit Lions on October 28th. Russell Wilson did a press conference after the game to talk about how the game went, and I am convinced that Russell Wilson is now trolling us with the terms and the words that he decides to use.
Really?
Remember last time we were like, oh, this will be a fun drinking game. Let's count how many times Russell says the word tremendous. And it was nonstop.
It was tremendous.
This time around, he has a new word. And I'm not kidding you, man. He uses it a ton of times. And the word is amazing.
To come out here, you know, it was an amazing experience. It was kind of a, you know, it was kind of a Super Bowl atmosphere, really, to be honest with you. And the energy was amazing. It was loud as could be. It was, you know, just an amazing, amazing atmosphere in front of an amazing crowd and an amazing stadium in Wembley. So much history and tradition. You know, there was fans from obviously London, Seattle, New York, Germany, all these different places to come see us play. And, you know, the Seahawks fans travel the best in the world. And it was just an amazing experience to play here in London. You know, when you're a young kid, I mean, never thought I'd be playing football in London. And it was an amazing experience.
Oh,
and just an honor to play here and get a huge win, you know, for our team.
Dude, you're right. Because he used nothing but amazing as a modifier. And before it was like, and the other one you noticed, it was tremendous.
It was nonstop tremendous. I have a feeling that he's looking at one of his teammates before he goes, like, maybe angry Doug. Have a great Doug. It was nice to see Doug look really good in the game as well, especially in that second half. He's like, Doug, watch this. I'm going to use the word amazing an incredible amount of times. Or an amazing amount of times.
That's fantastic.
Right?
Yeah.
Or maybe fantastic will be next time.
Yeah, I think fantastic should be used. You're absolutely right. But I think that was amazing what he did.
We have to keep tabs on this. So now we have tremendous and also amazing.
I think you're right, Steve. I think he is having a little wink with all of his buddies doing that with the interviews.
I mean, he's a super prepared guy. You're telling me that he's just using one word every time he's describing how the game was?
I thought you were crazy at first, but this is proof positive that it sounds deliberate to me.
He also dropped an amazing in his conversation with Laura Oakman after the game was done. You know, he's still on the field. He's talking to Laura from Fox. But she tries to put him on the spot to do an accent.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it was kind of awkward. This is how it sounded.
We're saying goodbye to London, but would you like to say go Hawks goodbye in your best British accent, please?
Well, of course, but, you know, first of all, I got to thank the fans. I mean, this was honestly, you know, unbelievable, you know, and so I think it was an amazing, amazing experience to come out here, see all the fans here, and we love you, London. We love you. Okay, go Hawks.
I was so excited. I kept waiting when she said, I'm like, is he really going to do a British accent and say go Hawks? We're going to need this drop for the rest of our lives.
I thought he kind of tried to with We Love You, London, but I wasn't sure.
That wasn't amazing.
Yeah, it wasn't amazing. But I wasn't sure if that's how he did it. Because Go Hawks, I don't know. Go Hawks? I mean, how do you do that in a London accent?
Go Hawks.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that's how you do it.
That would be amazing.
That's amazing.
You know what's also amazing is Pete Carroll became Seattle's all-time winningest coach for the Seahawks. Just passed Mike Holmgren, 91 wins combined in the regular season and postseason.
Isn't
not
that
a bad
crazy? Because it felt amazing. Like Holmgren was here for so many years, and Pete's done that already.
I know you were probably glued to the television when it came to baseball.
What are you
over
talking
about? Red Sox evened up the ALCS 1-1, big 7-5 win over the Astros. They play again tomorrow. In the National League Championship Series, the Brewers and Dodgers also, they're tied up one game apiece. Tonight, game three, you can watch that at the very specific time of 4:39.
Oh, good. Fox 1. I got to be careful on that one. 4:39.
Congrats to the Cougars. Not only did they crush Oregon State 56-37, but they're now finally going to get to host ESPN's College Game Day for the first time. You know, for like,
whoa,
I think 200 straight weeks or something along those lines. And maybe they missed one week or something. But that WSU flag has been in the background. It's always been because they've been trying to get Game Day to come to Pullman. And it's finally happening.
Nice.
So that's very exciting for those guys. So congrats to them. That's going to be a pretty big deal and a lot of fun. That's going to be their game against the University of Oregon, who just beat UW in a heartbreaker of a game.
Went
into overtime.
Yeah.
Oh, man, 30-27. Congrats to the U.S. women's soccer team. They're going to defend their World Cup trophy in France next year because they just sealed a qualification for the 2019 tournament. And they did that last night, beating Jamaica by a very close nail-biter of a game. 6-0.
Wow. That was close.
As far as weather, we've got 64 degrees and sunny. And thank you, Law Tigers, for giving us news and sports.
Law Tigers.
There you go.
That's right.
Appreciate that, guys.
You're welcome. It was amazing.
It was amazing. Very, very amazing. Yeah, it's fun to hear people go, maybe these Seahawks are good. It's like a lot of people like it, but we're just so used to that. They figure it out. They always just seem to figure it out. And, you know, barring injuries, which is, I think, probably the biggest bugaboo we've ever had. We're always the team that, you know, you go, we wish there were a few less penalties, but, you know, that's always been our thing. But barring injuries, we always seem to figure it out,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, and unfortunately we have the Chargers, I said, the Rams in our division. So, you know, I mean, barring a miracle or maybe injuries on their part, we're probably not going to win the division, but who knows? I mean, we got a lot of season left. But still, they've got a commanding lead and, you know, good for them. But we're up there, man, because right now the Rams are the last undefeated team.
Yeah.
Because of what happened last night with the Patriots and the Chiefs, and the Patriots almost blew that one, but they ended up winning. But that was a shootout like everybody thought it would be.
And the Rams, I mean, squeaked by in that game in Denver.
Yeah.
It's 23-20.
Yeah, and we know how good Denver's defense can be.
And that was some crazy weather conditions, too, that was happening over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, there is a lot of season left, and so who knows if, in fact, the Rams cool off big time as the season closes out. Well,
that would be amazing, as Russell Wilson
That would be
say.
Amazing.
Yeah, they look good, man. That was a fun game to watch yesterday. That was a lot of fun. It was super satisfying to sit back and enjoy the beatdown.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
The running game is just phenomenal, and man, that offensive line. DJ Fluker is my new hero.
Is he a new guy?
That guy is awesome. He just looks, I mean, you look at him and you fall down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a big boy.
He is a very, very big boy.
And they're just working great together. It was a lot of fun to watch that game. You mentioned the Patriots game against the Chiefs. You see that dude on the Chiefs scored a touchdown, kind of made it towards past the end zone, right in front of a bunch of Patriots fans. Some guy just doused him with his beer.
Oh, did he? Oh, man. Hey, I'll tell you, they got
it. Was like one person flips them off. It was like so Boston. It's like, F you. Here's my beer.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, though. You got to stop that, people. You really do, you know, because, I mean, I'm seeing, like, beers and cans flying at players and stuff at times, and you just got to stop that.
It's Tyreek Hill.
Oh, there he is. Right.
Got the finger and the beer to the face.
Oh, man.
Yeah, suck it.
Jeez. Yeah, that you can't.
I don't know, man. That person must be rolling. Well, obviously, he's sitting that close to the end zone.
Yeah.
He's got to be rolling into cash because I sure as hell am not wasting a beer. I don't care who's in front of me.
I agree with you, dude.
That's probably like what, like $9?
You're absolutely right. It's got to be, it's got to be a $9 beer.
Dang.
I'm sure he was escorted from the stadium after that because I don't think they want you to do that kind of thing. Yeah, big, big game. And a lot of people think that's going to be your AFC playoff or your championship game. Is Chiefs and Patriots. That's what a lot of people are saying, at least this early, but who knows?
The beer battle.
I hate to burst your bubble, Steve. I know you've been asking for this, but turns out Family Ties may not be a reunion because Justine Bateman says no.
That bitch.
Of all people, that
Mallory.
Would be
Mallory.
Like, I mean, look, I like Mallory.
I know this.
Yeah. Oh, but because it was a big show.
I love that show.
I mean, but yeah, but that and The Cosby Show were the big show.
What was the name of her boyfriend?
Oh, geez, I don't know. That I don't know. Oh, if you know that, you beat me.
No, I'm brain farting on that now.
Yeah. But she says she's 100% against a reunion of family ties, which she's not the most important person to get back on that show, but still.
Dude, she's a major part of that show.
Yeah, I always thought the parents of Michael Keaton were the guys. I mean, Justine Bateman, I mean, she was all right. But, I mean, you know, I think I could, you know, if they say
Skippy is back.
Oh, Skippy's got to come back, yeah. What's his name? Mark?
Mark Price.
Mark Price, yeah.
Yeah.
Skippy was always a good dude. He did a lot of tours, you know, his comedy tour, and he came to a lot of radio stations. Skippy was a great guy.
Was it Scott Valentine that played the boyfriend?
Oh, yes, that's it.
Is it Nick Moore?
Nick Moore.
There you go. All right, as long as Nick Moore shows up, you're okay?
Well, I mean, then you need Mallory.
Okay, fine.
Unless, like, some weird thing happened where there's, like, a restraining order.
Yeah, it could very well be.
And the family sided with Nick.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
Oh, we're working this whole story out.
Yeah, Mallory can't make it because, yeah, she went a little extreme. She says, yeah, the whole concept of reunions, sequels, reboots, she hates them all. She says, I feel bad for the pop culture of this generation because I feel like they're getting a lot of retread, a lot of digested and vomited stuff from our teens and 20s and all of that, and I think that's a shame. The reboots and sequels has just gone really overboard now. I don't think it's the right way to go.
I know I'm looking like at what the youngest son was, Brian Bonsall.
Brian Bonsall, yes.
Okay, yes. And I'm looking at a picture of him. Apparently he went on to just play rock music. And you look at this picture, he looks like the dude from Sum 41.
Yeah, oh. He really does.
Yeah. Wow. Check it out, Danny. That's your guy right there.
Now, you don't know this, Steve, but Brian Bonsall also went on to play a pretty famous geeky part, too. He played Worf's Klingon kid in Star Trek The Next Generation.
I was wondering if you were going to say something like that.
Of course. I mean, for us geeks, Brian. So that was cool.
Oh, Brian, he toured with the Ataris for a minute.
All right, good for him.
And he was in a band called Low Job and Boot Jack and Bonds. In other words, he's available for this reboot.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, man, I'm done with all these reboots. It's
really?
Yeah. Although, I mean, have you guys seen the new show Magnum P.I.? It's pretty good.
I'm done with all these reboots. I'm done with by the way.
She's really now?
Does he have the mustache?
Yeah.
No, he's got like kind of like the 5 o'clock shadow, but
I'm out.
Dude, it's super entertaining.
You know, I haven't watched it yet, but people have recommended it to me.
It's actually well done. We only watched it because we ran out of stuff to watch, and like, you know, of our DVR shows. We're like, let's see if this is any good. And it's nothing. It's not going to change the world, but it's a fun watch.
It's been forever, but I for the first three seasons, I think my wife and I liked the Hawaii Five-0 reboot. Mm. We thought that was good. So, and it's the same network. So I wouldn't be surprised to make Magnum PI a good show. It's a female Higgins, right?
No, Magnum P.I. is a dude.
No, Higgins is his assistant.
Oh, yeah, she's
hot. I thought you watched the show.
I don't know their names.
Well, yeah.
Man, I'm only a couple episodes in.
Remember, Higgins is the one with the little thin, hello, Magnum, that guy. Yeah,
I never watched the original.
Oh, you never did? Why are you watching this one, then?
Because it's more my day.
Okay. Oh, hello.
Perdita Weeks.
Yeah, that's Higgins?
That's Higgins.
Yeah.
Well, that changes everything. I mean,
she kicks ass, too.
Magnum is played by the guy who played Diablo in Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how they're not having a relationship. If that's my Higgins, I'm sorry. I don't even want to be a PI anymore.
Well, it sounds like they can do the will they, won't they, Ross and Rachel BS forever.
You're right.
I'm just mad there's no mustache. That's the only thing I want.
Like he's got the full facial hair now.
No, mustache. Yeah.
I know. Well, maybe they thought it would just be too disrespectful to what's his face?
Tom Selleck. Yeah. You know what? Unlike this review that you're giving and the great history you have with Magnum P.I.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I need to watch the original in order to watch to enjoy the new one?
It's not even a reboot for you since you never saw the damn thing.
It's like a brand new show.
It's probably what it is, yeah.
But they use the same music.
How do you know that if you never watched the show?
I know the music.
Oh, you know the music. I cannot figure you out to save my life.
I can't figure myself out.
I don't even know what to tell you.
One person says Magnum P.I. is pretty cool, but it will not succeed. Hawaii 5-0 freaking rules.
Okay, we'll see.
It's pretty cool. Let's hope it succeeds.
If Steve likes it, then there's a lot of people that might like this show.
Ooh, they could have crossover stuff, too.
Yeah, on the island.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. You're absolutely right. Yeah, they're both in Hawaii. You know that'll happen.
Right? Yeah, right.
As a matter of fact, if they feel like the show needs a boost, or one way or the other, whether 5-0 needs a boost or that show needs a boost, that's what they usually do anyway.
Yeah, a little cross-pollination.
They've done that with some of the CSI shows, I think. I think they've seen that before. You know what? The only thing with reboots, I would say, is that we just have more television stations and television offerings. That's why you're seeing this. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. There's plenty of original programming out there. It's not like we're not getting original programming. I think Justine just doesn't understand.
Yeah.
With Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu and all the original shows, you're getting new stuff. And also now we have room to have this stuff too.
And what the hell is she up to these days?
You know, last time I saw her, she was on an episode of Californication. It was a good one. She did a good job. But yeah, I don't know what the hell she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jump on board.
Yeah, really. You know, I mean, for crying out, people loved what you did. What are you all bumming us out for? I mean, I don't know how.
Yeah, we're bummed.
Yeah, I'm dumb because I want it. Though it's still.
She did an episode of Modern Family back in 2013, and that's the last thing she's done, according to Wikipedia.
Wow. Okay, then.
So, I mean, it's not like she's beaten, you know, TV offers off. I mean.
Is that the way you want to put that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe that's what's next.
Would you like a redo on that particular phrase?
I like a reboot.
Okay, perfect. We can reboot that. On Friday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Which U.S. state is home to the Pebble Beach Golf Links?
Georgia?
No.
Florida?
No.
You can do it. California.
Yes.
Nice. Look at that. You know, I was there and I still forgot that you got that one right. I was on the edge of my seat. Well, you want a shot at beating Steve. You may have a good one because it seems like his mind and everything else hasn't quite got up to speed yet. 206-421-ROCK. You want to play Beat Migs? You can at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you filed for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.